I kind of wanted to bring up and help you remember Grandpa Oliver Anderson, but out on the internet now, there's a lot. It's really easy to get on to your, their site, and I have several things there. We have found what I believe to be his the ship. What is it called? The people that were on the ship, the that has his on there in 1864, that he left from Uteborg to come to America in 1864. Olaf Anderson, grandfather, our great grandfather Anderson.
Well, didn't they say his mom and dad destroyed everything when he joined the church? Who was that one?
Oh, no.
And so they couldn't trace anything.
No, he was 14 years old when his mom died, and his dad was already there. And he was born when she was 44 years old, I think, or 45.
Olaf,
our great grandfather that came from Sweden and married Jane Filmer. Okay. They lived in Canada.
And he's the one my dad always remembers saying, "It's just so hard to get dead." He'd say, "Oh, it's just so hard." And he'd say, "It's so hard to get dead." Except he said it with that heavy. The other thing he would always say, my dad quoted him all the time.
The more I learn about him, he is an incredibly interesting man. You just can't believe it. Anyway, I was going to tell you that we found that, and I believe it's out there. We found a letter. I don't know if any of you remember Old Lady Lamb. My dad used to talk about Old Lady Lamb. I found a complete history of Old Lady Lamb by her granddaughter, who lived with her and the granddaughter's mother at somewhat the same time. And it has a whole description of Old Lady Lamb.
Who was Old Lady Lamb?
Yeah, who was she? Yeah.
She married
Oliver Anderson in 1900 or 1899.
After Jane Filmer died.
No.
To help, he'd come in.
Okay.
Wife, actually, probably number four.
Probably.
Really? I just thought
it was a plural marriage kind of thing.
Right. She came in to help Jane with Jane because Jane was blind and needed help.
Actually, that's
while he was gone.
Oh, there's a lot of stories in that, but you ought to read this because it's there and it's in her handwriting, the lady's handwriting. And it talks about Old Lady Lamb, which, you know, I always thought a very negative.
That's what Granddad always called her.
That's what he called her all the time, Old Lady Lamb. And
she is Sister Lamb.
Her grandfather disliked her quite a bit because she...
Oliver George disliked her.
Yes, because she lived with Grandpa... And Oliver George and
Jane
Filmer lived next door.
Really?
And this talked about a lot of these things that took place, why it was. She was married at the age of 14 to one of the, I see the 14 or 15, I don't remember, right in that time period, to one of the, I think he was an apostle or something of that nature, and as one of the multiple wives. And he died, I don't know, like 2 years later. And she had two children. And she said that she used to, the note said that she used to go, when he was coming home from work at 14, she was out playing, wading her feet in the water, you know, in the ditch. His wife.
That was his wife at that time?
Yeah, that was his wife. You know, it's things like that that are incredibly funny. And she... really was an incredible woman. I would
want to know.
One of the things my dad always said, was quoting Olaf, was his grandfather, was "What's the use?"
What's the use? This should be.
Is it on family history or is it
It's on the
Can you send us a link?
Well, yeah, it's right out there. It's on Family Search. It's on normal Family Search. The,
so I can find it.
We're not looking on the
Ancestry.com. Lady Lamb, I got to write it down.
Oh, Anderson.
I'm sorry. It may be on Ancestry.com.
Old Lady Lamb. Is it called Old Lady Lamb or does it have a real name?
No.
That's just what Granddad always called her.
Maria something Lamb. There's documents.
Okay,
and I have, there's the... You need to realize that he was married in 1890 or just before, and that the church did not have a census in 1890. Do all of you know that? Because of the struggles with polygamy and those things. And so, but he was married, and he married this other lady under the name Tennell. Ola Oliver A. Tennell. Yeah, it's on that same thing.
Okay,
I've put it out there.
I've got to put it in my notes. What's her name? Tanel somebody?
No. Her name is...
You're the...
Maria something.
Get all that information. Get it to us. There you go.
We'll give you the email.
Maria is, I think, her name.
Maria Lamb.
There is one census where they're living.
And her history is... It's incredible. It's...
It shows them living.
Yes, it does.
It does.
I've seen that.
In the 1900 census, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or 1910?
It's the 100, the 1900, I think.
The mother and son are living together, and then Olaf and his other...
And I believe I have all of those censuses there, too, if you... With that, you probably got it.
Yes, regular Family Search, not any of the new or improved or better or
less
good.
It's all new Family Search now.
Yeah, it's all in the very new one. And everybody can, every church member can get
all of it. Family Search anymore.
Oh, yeah? Some of us don't know how.
Well, okay. Anyway, and you'd be really interested. And then she also, he married another lady, like I say, under the name Tennell. And that marriage... is out there also. We do know that's interesting. In the 1880 census, another name that he went by is Tennell.
Who went by?
When he was working, coming across the plains, he worked on the railroad.
His last name was Tennell?
No. His last name was Anderson. But Tennell, I understand, they were the... Everybody in Sweden had to join a regiment. And they took the name of the regiment if they were the same. If you go to Sweden, T-U-N-N-E-L-L.
T-U-N-N-E-L-L.
And the ground that they got, that he bought in Cannondale, is under the name Tennell.
Really?
Yes, he bought it under Tennell because that's what he had worked coming across in that deal. That's the name. The reason he did that is because there were too many Andersons. And as such...
I've been tempted to do that.
Yeah.
Make up a name.
That's exactly... And that, there were too many Andersons, and somebody, they paid him wrong with one of the other areas. And we know it looks like he came across in 1864, he came across the ocean, and he got here sometime before, or by the time the railroad got here in 1669, because in the end of 1870, that's when he was sealed to...
Lady Lamb.
No. This was years before that. Pardon?
Who's responsible for that lady?
Filmer. Jane Filmer. Okay.
Yeah, but Jane Filmer, he wasn't married till 1874 or 5, 6, right in there. I don't remember the exact one. But he was married.
Did he have
married. Pardon?
Have we got other people out there we should be including our reunion?
You need to realize that he was sealed to a lady that was supposedly dead. That he and this lady had been excommunicated in Sweden, both of them, before he left Sweden.
And we're
what?
Not sure that he
That's
knew
a good
that.
Way to just get away from it all.
We're not sure he knew.
And it's interesting, the gentleman that was reading it, if you know Sweden, you've got to remember that they did not accept any LDS.
Oh, no,
you
they
could
were
not.
Thrown in jail. You could. Sweden is the only country in the world where you could be thrown in jail for being a member of the church.
And he was thrown in jail.
He was thrown at least three times that we have information from that his siblings went to get him. And the little place, every time you moved in Sweden, you have to go to the preacher, and he has to put, and on this one he put, deceived by the Mormons. as one of the things, the census. And
every
we know
year,
what when sometime when he left, because on the one little place in there, it says he left the little town, the little place that he worked at was a Vestergården, which means West Garden or West Farm.
West Farm.
And he left that and
went to Trollhättan. Supposedly.
Was supposed to go to Trollhättan, only he never checked in at Trollhättan. And so we are quite certain that that's the time. So we knew somewhere in the time period that he would probably have to go. That the ship's thing says OLOF instead of OLUS Anderson. It has OLOF Anderson. But it's the only one we can
like
find anywhere.
Like the frozen snowman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However,
anyway.
When they wrote in those days, their F's looked a lot like S's.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
And their S's looked a lot like F's.
I'm totally confused.
So, Robert,
so,
Oliver,
I'm still trying to figure out who old lady
yes.
Oliver George's father.
We have a list of all
Oliver Anderson.
So there were a few.
Oh, yes.
When he came across,
he had several.
He changed his
brothers.
Name to Oliver. When
he
came to America.
One, and then he worked for another.
So,
his real name, his name on the record that's read,
like
was Olaus, O-L-A-U-S.
Yes.
O-A-U-S.
Yes, in
pardon?
Fact, they, the law
I think,
at the time
my
of Sweden was when the parents died.
In my mind, it's O-L-A-U-S, but I don't know.
Where do we find
whatever
name?
The estate was
two
S's.
My record has two S's.
All Swedish will have two S's if it's in Swedish.
Because he was a member of
the church. Find all this while you were
so they
we did while we were on mission.
And
it's...
They tried to go to court.
Did
anyway,
he have other children?
Pardon?
Did he have all his other wives? Did they have other children?
As far as we know, there were no others. The reason I say that is because the lady that he... left.
No matter what religion he belonged to, he was a
as far as we know, he left her in
Sweden.
He was sealed to her in the endowment house in 1870, saying she was dead. It's very interesting that there is a lady whose whole family came. Her name was the same. Born almost exactly, well, the exactly same year that she was, with exactly the same name. Who came with her parents to America as Mormons. And it's a very interesting thing because they lived back east somewhere.
Yeah, they moved in
what was her name?
Swedes in Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
I can't remember what
well,
her name was.
Who's Matilda Christophe?
Pardon?
Who's Matilda Christophe?
That's the one. Matilda Christophe.
Tilda.
Who is she?
She's in the records as Tilda.
Tilda. T-I-L-D-A.
And that was his first marriage.
Well, all we know for sure, we do not have
that.
A record of her marriage, at least I have not found it yet, in Sweden to her. We know that she and he were excommunicated at the same time by the LDS Church. We don't know whether he even knew he was excommunicated, because when he came to here, he was ordained an elder, and he went and was sealed to these... Well, there was four ladies that he was sealed to at one time in the endowment house in 1870, right after he got here. All supposedly dead.
But they were supposedly dead.
yeah.
Okay, I gotta tell you, you've upset
at the time. This is in the records, in the church, in the church records, in the ward house in Trollhättan, which is a little tiny community just north of Göteborg where we were.
I'm sorry, but I'm upset. I have to tell you that all these years I thought I descend from all these second wives. And at least I had one first wife. It was Jane Filmer.
And now you're third.
Now I find out that I don't have a single first wife in the whole mess.
See, the problem with you is you looked into it. I didn't. I don't care.
Anyway,
I'm not worried about it.
I'm annoyed.
The reason I say it is because he is a very interesting individual. Incredibly interesting.
When this Swedish brother was reading these records
but
to us,
but the youth.
He read the that? Reason that they had but been the excommunicated. And he would not tell us what those words said.
Oh, now, have these records been transferred to Salt Lake?
I haven't got a clue.
They
She's
came from
find
Salt
out
Lake.
For us.
They came from Salt Lake. But the problem is that, you see, none of the Swedish people had any church records, so everything was done in Danish.
In Denmark.
So this man had to read the words in Danish, which he translated to Swedish, which he said, I will not tell you what that says in English because it is too bad.
And we were in the church.
Isn't there a
Swedish? That's what he said.
About Olaf?
No, about the word, the reason that
they were excommunicated. So we don't know what that was.
So, you know, what you're trying to tell me is Tilda and Olaf weren't married. So I could still be from a first wife.
You could be, yes.
Other than that he married three of them in the 1870 that were supposed to be dead in the endowment.
He was just sealed to him.
Sealed to him, yeah, that's okay, you're right.
The sealed was different than Mary. So his first wife was Jane. And did he live other wives?
Just let me have that in my mind.
We
don't know the
Tilda Christofferson, you can look it up. But you're going to need somebody that reads Swedish. That's what I want to do. That's the trouble. All this is Swedish.
He did marry Tilda.
Well, he certainly, in 1870, he married Tilda Christofferson in the endowment house. He was sealed for her. And he says that she was dead.
She's dead to me.
Whether she was dead or not, I don't know. The reason I doubt it is because of this other situation in which she came across.
North of
the
conference center. That could be.
Great-great-grandfather.
Wow.
Hiding in a tree.
But as far as we can tell, there was only
one. And then after the sheriff left,
never any children with any of these.
My dad talked about maybe my dad talked about that Aunt Sage's family had to go up in the mountains above Georgetown when the guys came because so it looked like there was just one wife. But Aunt Sade, whoever she was, and her kids were up on the hill.
We didn't know the old lady. What's her name?
And that was a Johnson, so we're that's not the Anderson. So, you know, there's just there. This gets very complicated. Because Georgetown was really settled by Seth Johnson.
Let's see.
You all need to know that if you're alert, some real treasures pop up when you least expect it. And the reason I say that is because when we were remodeling our basement, we were cleaning out this junk and stuff that had been poked here and there for years, and I came across a little box about that size, and in it were probably a dozen letters that grandmother had received from various people, some her brothers.
Which grandmother?
Grandmother Anderson.
Oh, Seraphine.
Mm-hmm.
Seraphine.
Some from her brothers. I had one from Sixtus, and I don't remember who else. I think there's a letter there from your mother to grandmother. And,
are these digitized? Can you get them to us?
And, well, I could photocopy them probably. And then there's one from Ivan to grandmother, and it says, basically, I don't remember the exact words, but it says, I thought probably I should write and let you know that Donna and I were married last week. So that's the first word Grandma and Grandpa got that Ivan was married. So there are several little letters like that.
My mother used to talk about, you know, my mother was cousins, was a cousin to Myrtle and Wilma and Donna. She was cousins. They were Uncle John's, and she was Charles's. And so, you know, I'm double. We're double.
Yeah, we are. We didn't know that. We're double related to Stanton and Anne. Yeah, it's bad.
And then Dee also found a little booklet, all handwritten, that was his mother's at the wedding shower after it was made after she was married and they were having a wedding shower down in
it was in Junction. So people and, you guys know.
And so they wrote their recipe for her on the front and then on the back they gave her advice and I wrote all kinds of things.
Can you digitize for her, or let me come and digitize?
You know, it was just about
scan them.
Something. Well, it was about 25 pages.
I would love
pages.
To have
treasure,
those.
Treasure.
Yeah. Just, and it was just in a box packed
just in
away.
A box.
We had to clean out 40 years of stuff. You know, in our basement.
Yeah, join the club.
So it was your mother's things, basically.
You
yeah, it, well, it was grandma's things. Well, that book was mother's, but she gave it to mother. Or mother kept it when
and
grandma died, or
they,
whatever.
Kay probably gave it to us.
Yeah. I was trying to gather everything in mother's and give Dee or Rosemary for genealogy. Because Jean was throwing everything away. We don't need that. We don't. No, we let me look what that is, you know. So I was keeping everything and giving it to them. So
and
hopefully.
Just put it away.
Yeah.
Looks like
I'd love to have a copy of that. Put it out.
Well, I'll see if I can find it again.
But
it's in a little box.
It's in here.
That's when my dad said it. My dad would repeat it, and I'd say, "Why are you saying that?" And he'd say, "Oh, my grandfather Olaf would be out in Cannonville working in the garden." And he'd say, "Kermit, it's hard to get dead." Don't say that.
It took you 83 years to die.
And then he would say, what's the use? And I'd say, that's very negative. Because my father was not negative. He was just so cheerful and pleasant. And say, what's the use? And I'd say, why are you saying that? Because my grandfather used to say that. And I said, well, it sounds really negative. And he'd say, well, no, it means, what's the use about worrying about things? It'll all work out. That's not how it sounds.
You need to remember this place that he lived in, this Vestergården, which is where they lived, is one of the most beautiful farms you've ever seen.
And he ended up with Cannonville.
Yeah. That's what, and not only that, the Swedish people, it's hard to tell you how to spell it because it's got different characters. Vestergården.
I'm really glad
West
I asked.
West Garden. West Garden. Just put West Garden.
It's
still
just
there.
A little
same name.
Next to Dana Osa.
It's like an E with a circle over it.
It's an A with a circle.
You
circle.
Actually went overseas to find it?
We were on a mission in Sweden.
Do you want to know something that's, you know, we talked about Nikki's.
Yeah.
My first mission was in the very place that Jane Filmer lived.
In
England. Absolutely. We were called, I was called there. Uh-huh. We were called on a second mission. We were within 10 miles of where grandfather Olaf's born and raised and lived. We went, talked to people. I've got pictures of the family. They don't bury. They don't have enough room to bury everybody individually.
Wow.
So they bury them as families. And I've got pictures of the graves there. I don't know if you've seen the the place, beautiful little chapel that absolutely is incredible. I'd love to show you some pictures. In fact, there may be some out there on that side. I don't remember what I put out. I will. I think there's some out there now. I'm trying to sort which ones are home.
Yeah, they'll take them. Your great grandfather.
Well, that's what I was in when Mammy died. You know,
it took us maybe, well, it was little homes, you know, so it took us maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes to get there.
And just see that he wanted to touch
Mammy. Exactly. I am absolutely certain that when this barn that was there, it had been added on to him. But I am absolutely certain that the major portion of it was the original, the original. And that room was so fertile. I mean, it was dark and lonely.
And I'll never forget that. That's one of the last things that I heard from my
grandfather. He probably heard his grandfather, too.
What?
He probably heard it when my dad was here. He had some grandfather working in the garden. And he talked about working in the garden and out there hoeing with his grandfather.
I heard grandma
say that. Whoa. I wish I had that. My dad could do this. The Swedish accent. It's hard to get dead.
Yeah. That's more or less.
Some interesting things. Grandpa used to get a huge log, about 10, 12 feet long, you know, big around, and he'd put it on the fire, and it'd burn there, and then he'd shove it on a little farther, burn a little
farther. The way my dad did it.
And he always, Granddad said he always had nobody had sugar there, but he bought lumps of sugar. And he would take a lump of sugar and a spoon and dip it in his coffee until it kind of melted and eat a lump of sugar, a spoon of sugar with it.
Another thing, when I did that book of Granddad's stories, Annette, had recorded an interview with my dad about Grandpa Polis. And in that book, there's a part that says how he went, he arranged with the storekeeper there in Cannonville to go to Marysvale and get the things that he had ordered for his store, get the supplies and stuff, and he arranged that he could stop on the way. And I don't know where, I always got the idea it was a Pawnee Reservoir, but I'm sure it wasn't then. But it might have been at Kashura, at the, whatever reservoir that is.
Burville.
Otter Creek.
Otter Creek.
Anyway, but it showed, it told in very explicit detail how he would catch fish and exactly how he would salt them. And put them in this big barrel. He said he'd bring home two or three great big barrels of this salted fish and back to Cannonville, and that was what they ate. And it explains very in detail how he baked his potatoes in the ashes. And he put it in salt, and he says, and he would cut it open, he'd take it out, and he'd cut it open, and he'd just fill it full of salt. Just jizz until it made my stomach turn. Just to read it. He'd just fill the thing clear full of salt. And he'd just eat it.
Well, he had a sodium deficit.
I don't know how he ever ate that.
I wonder they didn't live too long.
Yeah, that'll kill you.
But anyway, it's in that book. And I know that you... Once somebody in your family's got them.
Excellent.
Yeah, I know Dad used to talk about, in fact, I think he went one time with him because he used to tell us about stopping at Otter Creek where he would fish and then he'd take that down and dry it.
And I guess the storekeeper ordered the salt for him. I don't know. But anyway, he had adequate salt to salt these fish and put them in the barrel.
Yeah.
And he told how he cooked them, and he never took the salt out. He never washed them off.
It cures it.
Yeah, but you have to realize that in Sweden, they eat their fish come from the sea, and they eat salty things in Sweden.
And not only that, they eat rotten things in Sweden.
I mean, their fish.
Did you ever try them?
We did. We ate the one kind of fish, yes.
There's another kind that they will not allow out of Sweden. You can't fly it, you can't take it, because it stinks
so bad.
So bad.
It
is.
Yeah.
How did it taste?
We didn't ever run into that.
I don't know the difference. How do you tell if it's rotten or it's just stinky rotten?
You go fishing and you bring it out of the water and sniff it.
No,
they do something to it.
This, they keep it, they bury it, and let it rot in the ground.
They prepare it.
They prepare it.
It wasn't rotten when they brought it out.
It wasn't rotten when they started.
No. What was the name of that stuff that we had to eat on the first day of summer?
They all have really bad breath.
Anyway, you guys.
They eat a lot of salty stuff.
I didn't mean to bring that all up, but
no, that was fascinating. Thank you.
It's if any of you want, I'll put those pictures out there. But that garden, I mean, you think you look at that and you look at
Upa Garden was the name of their farm. That
West
means
garden
upper garden.
His wife's place she lived. Upa Garden.
I'm gonna have to write that.
Upa Garden.
Upa
Garden.
UPPE,
mm-hmm. Upa Garden, and it's just and that was just the name of their farm, and it's right outside of Vane, Osaka.
U.
Vane, Osaka.
PPE.
Sabine. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Except it's A with a little circle over it. It's not an O. It's an Oa.
Okay. That's stuff to look up. That'll be fun.
Now, Flora, one other thing to keep in mind, if you're still a little stressed.
I'm really upset about the first wife.
Realize that most families have a black sheep back ways. And so just
I'm okay with I kind of like knowing about a black sheep. But I really on the moral side and the Anderson side, I just didn't ever rate a first wife. And it really bothered me. And I really revered Jane Filmer. Because I thought she was first wife. It ain't true.
Oh, shoot.
I just tell my children just go on and on about polygamy. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for second wives.
Wasn't Seth the son of a first wife? Wasn't he the last son of... I believe he was.
I believe he was.
I think he was.
So I'm okay.
I think you've got another alternative.
And then Lady Ann Smith was a first wife, too.
Lydia Smith, I thought, was the second.
No, she's first.
I'm going to show you my quilt as soon as I get that.
Then he married Martha Stratton.
I feel better.
He met her on the did he take her on the ship? He already had a wife.
He didn't bring Jane. He didn't bring Jane with him.
He met her on the ship.
Because she's from England.
And he was already married.
We don't know about that. We couldn't.
I'm just saying that in my personal mythology, she was a first wife because that's what I require.
We couldn't find that record of any marriage over there or him before he left Sweden.
But other dealings.
But we did find other information.
These foreign ports.
You need to.